This is Dan from Karate Cafe. You are listening to the Practical Defense Podcast with Alex Haddix, where he punches your brain face with his mind fists.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week, I'm going to share some of the listener voicemails I've received over the past few months. I'm way behind on my emails, and I apologize to those that I haven't responded to yet. I try to get to them all, but sometimes I just can't. So this week, I'm doing some catch-up. We're going to listen to a few of the voicemails I've received in the past 2 months. I have others in the queue as well, and I promised I'll get to those as well. I'm going to play three this week.
Hey, Alex. It's Carson from Canada. I just listened to your show on doggy doors, and I have a little something to add to that. From fairly recently, maybe 3 weeks or about a month ago, it has to do with children and outside doors. A little voice in my head says you've covered this already, but specifically my little girl likes the idea of letting our dog outside, and we had let her do it sometimes under our supervision. She's 4 at the end of April. Well, one night, I was looking for the dog to try to put the dog away, and the dog's not responding. And I go over to the back door, and my little girl's like, it won't close, it won't close. She can reach, it's kind of a dumb setup. There's an upper and a lower extra restraining latch, but they're connected. So if you raise the, if you unlock the lower one, it unlocks the upper one also. And she had lifted those and unlocked the deadbolt, and she'd let the dog outside, and she hadn't got the door closed all the way. We had talked to her about this before, and so unfortunately I had to have a little bit more of a conversation about it with her. And explain to her, in our area, our community is about 1,200 people, and there's not so much a risk of people coming in, although you never want to be complacent about that, as there is of wild animals. And so I had to tell her there are, you know, wolves and coyotes out there, and bears, that will come in and will try to kill us. She understands the concept of death from watching videos of animals being killed humanely, and explained to her that that's how we get our food. And so she understands the concept of death, and so the conversation upset her a little bit, and it was sad to need to upset her a little bit, but really she wasn't listening when we were trying to ask her nicely. And so sometimes you need to explain to children why they can't be opening the outside doors and just how dangerous it is for them to do it, in order for them to understand just why they shouldn't. So that's my little thought. Do with it what you will. Hope you have a great day. Bye.
Yes, Alex. My name is Anders. I'm calling you from Michigan. Just finished listening to your podcast about bad neighbors. I got a little bit of tips. A little bit on the pricey side, but when I bought my house, I hired a private investigator to look into my neighbors in depth and give me an overview of the neighborhood. Cost me about $1,000, but in the big scope of things of buying a house, that was a small cost, and I had it written into the contract as a contingency to be cleared before closing, too, that I had that report. So private investigator, they're good guys. They have access to a lot of information. They can do a very good job. So figured I'd share that with you. Thank you. Great podcast. Keep it up.
Hey, this is Adam out of Connecticut. I just purchased a new car recently, about a week ago. And when I programmed the garage door opener that's built into the rearview mirror of the vehicle, I found out that it actually works without the key being in the car and without the car being on or off. It doesn't matter. It works no matter what. So I had to disable it because if I obviously left the car parked out in front of my house. Somebody has access to opening my garage door just by popping one of my windows out or jimmy rigging the, you know, the car open and then having access to the inside of the car. This is a 2013 model. I called the manufacturer and the dealership and trying to have that sorted out. I see it as a possible security breach. Just letting you know so you can let everybody else know. Thanks.
Adam brings up a great point about garage door openers and cars. I've also received several emails from different folks on the same subject. Leaving a garage door opener clipped to a sunshade, or a pre-programmed button on a console, although convenient, is probably not a good idea. Remember that most people do not lock the door from inside the garage to the home, making the garage a huge entry risk. Treat your garage like the exterior perimeter of your house, and treat those garage door openers as if they were keys, because in reality, they are. Thanks for sending those in, guys. And again, I will try to get to the other voicemails soon. I've been sitting on some good ones for a long time, and I really do need to share them. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at security.palladium-education.com for all of the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
New to the iPhone App Store is Posted, the carry list of anti-gun locations. This app is for anyone who carries their firearm on a regular basis. It is extremely inconvenient to discover that the store or restaurant you are about to enter prohibits your Second Amendment rights. You either have to disarm in the parking lot or go somewhere else at the last second. With this app, you can quickly see all anti-gun locations in your current vicinity or look up anti-gun locations by type, city, state, or even name. You can view them on a map or a list and see all the location's details, including alternate gun-friendly locations when available. Posted includes lists from many popular gun forums and gun groups. It is crowdsourced and will continue to get better over time. It takes less than a minute to add a new location. Posted is available on iTunes for all iPhones, iPads, and iPods. It is available on Google Play for Android.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.